Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March the 12th, 1740, the first Masonic Lodge established in Barbados, called St. Michael's Lodge 186, received its warrant from the Grand Lodge of England. The acknowledged founder of the lodge in Barbados was a man named Alexander Irvine. Little is known about Irvine, though he must have been a man of some wealth and influence in the island. He died on the 13th of November 1743 at the age of 49, and was buried in a vault in the churchyard on the south side of St. Michael's Parish Church, now St. Michael's Cathedral. The Albion Lodge, founded in 1790, which is the oldest lodge still in operation in Barbados, has special responsibility to this day for the maintenance of Irvine's tomb. At the time of the foundation of the St. Michael's Lodge in 1740, it was the usual practice for a prospective lodge to apply for a warrant by letter to the Grand Lodge in London. However, in the case of the St. Michael Lodge, the application was submitted in person on its behalf by the Honourable Charles Crawford. Crawford also paid the fee of 2 guineas and gave a sizeable donation of £10.10 to the Grand Lodge Charity Fund. Modern Freemasonry is said to have evolved from the Guild of Stonemasons and Cathedral Builders in the Middle Ages. With the decline of cathedral building, some Masons began to accept honorary members to bolster the declining membership of their lodges. From a few of these lodges developed modern Freemasonry in the 17th and 18th centuries, which adopted the rites and trappings of ancient religious orders and of chivalric brotherhoods. In 1717, the first Grand Lodge, an association of Masonic lodges, was founded in England. The organization was subsequently spread internationally by the rise of the British Empire, and remains popular in the British Isles and in other countries formerly associated with the British Empire, such as Barbados. Freemasonry is said to be the largest worldwide secret society. It is a fraternity, that is, it is open to men only, and it is said to be devoted to fellowship, moral discipline, and mutual assistance. However, members are bound by an oath not to reveal the lodge's secrets, including some of its rituals, customs, and activities to the public, which has caused some to view their activities with suspicion. In Barbados today, the District Grand Lodge of Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean is the local Masonic authority under the United Grand Lodge of England. It is responsible for 6 craft lodges in Barbados, of which Albion Lodge No. 196 is the oldest. There is also the District Grand Lodge of Barbados, under the authority of the Scottish Grand Lodge, which also has 6 craft lodges. The newest organization of Freemasons in Barbados is the Prince Hall Grand Lodge of the Caribbean, which established its first lodge in Barbados in 1965. The historic presence of Masons in Barbados is commemorated in Mason Hall Street and Temple Yard in the city, where Masons once met. A new Masonic center, at which several of the lodges meet, was opened in Salter St. George in 2011.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.